Biden co-chair, many people aren't aware of what Biden has done because they're going through a lot of struggles. By Ian Hanchett on May 29, 2024. On Wednesday's edition of NBC's MTP Now, Biden campaign co-chair Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester, DITA, who is also running for the U.S. Senate in Delaware, said that a lot of people are going through a lot of struggles right now, coming out of the pandemic. And they are not even aware of the things that this administration has done to really uplift our communities. Host Peter Alexander asked, "So, Congresswoman, let me ask you specifically, then, I think the question is, if the campaign was in such good shape with black voters, as President Biden has done in the past so many times, why would it be using its most valuable resource, the president, to hold so many events, five events, targeting black voters in May of an election year?" Blunt Rochester answered, "I think part of it is to show that we see how important that vote is. A lot of times, people feel like their vote doesn't matter. A lot of people are going through a lot of struggles right now, coming out of the pandemic. And they are not even aware of the things that this administration has done to really uplift our communities." Alexander then cut in to ask, "Is that evidence of why we are seeing some of the erosion right now? The need to sort of better communicate that so they can bring those black voters back?" Blunt Rochester responded, "Again, I think a lot of people have their own pains and things that they're dealing with. And so, we want to make sure that we highlight the different investments that he has made, whether it is in our infrastructure and creating jobs, the lowest black unemployment rate in 50 years and probably ever, for us, investments in our black small businesses," which is why he was visiting small businesses today. "When you look at the investment in education, the $16 billion for HBCUs, and also, student debt relief, which is one of the top issues that I hear about from black voters." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.